neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Parshat Teruma. The question is, actually the Parshat Teruma, where should have been placed? So there's a difference of opinion that actually where this parasha should have been. Is it right after Har Sinai? Or after Parashat Ki Tisa? So now, according to Zohar HaKadosh, this parasha, as the whole Torah, is not in order. Why? Because we don't have a history book. Torah HaKadosh is a guideline. So the subjects are not actually the place they should be. So Parashat Teruma is a continuation of after Parashat Ki Tisa. What happened in Parashat Ki Tisa? Am Yisrael committed idol worshipping. They worshipped Avodah Zarah. So now right after it, Ribbono Shel Olam said, okay, let's fix it. So Hashem said, make a Mishkan. But why? Because we see the problem when they worshipped idol. What was it? What was the problem? Now what is this in the Torah? Moshe came and asked Aharon, what's happening here? What is this balagan? So Aharon said that this nation became peruah. What does peruah means? Peruah means uncovered. Rabbi Noah Haim Al-Dush explains that at Mamad Har Sinai, Moshe Olam rested his glory on Am Yisrael. So when they worshiped Avodah Zarah, took it away. Because Aharon says, look at this, what happened? So now, why they lost the privilege to have the Shekhinah be rested on them? As you know, the same concept, paro, peroa, it's the same thing. What is paro means? Oref, beshe oref, stubborn, sarsacht, yek dande. So now here, we see, to fix whatever they did, they have to make a Mishkan. What is the Mishkan? Everything has to be accurate. Measurement. You're talking about missing 1 centimeter, the Mishkan is defective. The glory cannot rest on it. What do you mean? 1 centimeter, 1 millimeter, instead of being 1 amma, is 1 centimeter less. Why? Because discipline means, what does it mean? No. Discipline means Shekhinah. To be organized means Shekhinah. To be, what's the opposite of being organized? Balbashu, they call it. Balbashu. Yeah. That means everything is shulukpuluk. Everything is disarranged. So now here we see this unbelievable thing. For to fix the Avodah Zarah, you have to be organized. It's very interesting. You know, mother tells the kid, shh, shh, Abba is sleeping. What the kids do?
Makes it worse.
They start singing, Abba is sleeping, Abba is sleeping. They make a joke out of it. It's very interesting. Everything is a joke to them. They make fun. Abba is sleeping, Abba is... That's how it is. Why? Yeah. Because they don't have any concept. You have to be organized. You have to respect. You have to have orders. But they don't understand this. Because when you tell somebody, you know, wake up. It makes fun of you. So he tells me to wake up. Who are you to tell me to wake up? Who are telling me not to do this? Instead of following up, you make joke. And that's what exactly the uncovered and being yekdande is the same concept. Why? Because we have a sense, we don't want to take order from nobody. Why? Because we are Ahlameda, they call it. We know everything. I know everything, you know how it works. It's very interesting. It was a story about a lady who comes to the mechanic. He says, my car has a problem. The carburetor has a water in it. So the mechanic says, how do you know the cars? You know, what do you know about the car? How do you know what the problem is? Let me see your car. Where is your car? He says, it fell in the pool. But you don't trust it. So I know better. I'm a lawyer, what are you talking about? You tell me what to do? It's I do this for 40 years. Boy, you don't know how to do it. I see that you don't know how to do it. You see, tell me to do it for 40 years, but you don't know how to do it. But that's how the stubbornness is out of that. You know everything. Yeah. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me how to sit. Don't tell me how not to come. Don't tell me how to go. Who are you to tell me, you know, to give me orders? And that's what exactly you see. To fix the Avodah Zarah, you have to learn to be organized. And this is the hardest thing in life to do. Hardest things in life, realize, Bojun, I have something to work on. There is a centimeter is missing, but you don't accept it. Halah halvai is 1 centimeter, it's 10 meter is missing. Not 1 centimeter, but you don't accept it. And that's what exactly to build the Mishkan, you have to learn there is something missing. If it's not perfect, the Shekhinah is not going to come down. And that's what we go through, our habits and habits and habits, and we feel we know everything. And we sleep and we sleep through life, and you never wake up. And you don't feel, you have to make a change. It's not there.
Koilani shomote, halel kohalelu ko, koilani shomoni shomosheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.